You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio. I'm Chris Walker, your host. We're taking a look at Waiheke people, events and issues. One of the things that's come out of the change of government and the Greens arrangement as part of that governance arrangement is the Zero Carbon Act. And that act is open for submissions presently. And of course, you know, with various parties in Parliament and different interests kind of wanting to have a say on how wide or how sweeping the changes to be introduced by that act shall be, there's a lot of interest, and two locals who are keen to see people have their say on that are Mark Russell and Charlie McLean. They're both with me this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Morning, Chris.
You come in a bit closer, Mark, and you as well, Charlie. Yep. All right, so you'd like to just maybe start off and an overview. What's the Zero Carbon Act all about?
The Zero Carbon Act is a response at a really high level to climate change and, I guess, the threats or dangers or the potential costs, really, to New Zealand of climate change. It covers a bunch of different areas. At its simplest, I suppose, it sets targets for 2050 for the country to achieve, reducing all the emissions that contribute to climate change down to net zero. And there's a bunch of detail about that, and part of that is what the submission process is about. But essentially to reduce New Zealand's carbon and other emissions that lead to climate change down to zero by the year 2050. Yeah. And to support that, there's a couple of other goals that are part of it as well. The second one is that there'll always be a series of five-year goals in play so that any government, no matter who's in government, will have a five-year plan and a 10-year plan and a 15-year plan that all kind of lead up to the 2050 goal. And the third bit of it is that there will be a climate change commission, and the submission process is kind of asking the question, are they going to be an advisory commission or maybe a watchdog or an enforcer or just somebody that helps the government to frame up legislation? And the last bit then is, unfortunately, we're already in a situation where there's some kind of baked-in changes coming, no matter what we do now. So I suppose, sensibly enough, part of this legislation is to say, OK, what are we going to do about that stuff? How do we become more resilient and deal with the changes that are kind of coming anyway? So they're the four kind of major components of it. It's a whole country response to what are we going to do about climate change for the next 30 years.
So, I mean, we seem fortunately to have reached a point where it's no longer a debate about climate change itself. I suppose that the debate that will centre around this act is the role of New Zealand and being kind of, you know, either a leader or a follower in the degree of change. And I suppose the other question is going to be the impact that New Zealand can make overall as a tiny country in the world scene. So where do you see that? I mean, do you believe that New Zealand has a role in taking leadership in this, or should we just be kind of going, well, what's our bit?
I think with regards to leadership, I mean, maybe the impact is less.
Sorry, Charlie, your microphone isn't working. Hold on.
Shall I come by, Mark?
That's a bit better.
That's much better.
I think that, you know, the impact that New Zealand can make, because it is a smaller country, yes, it is lesser, but that doesn't mean that we can't be a leader and we can't be engaged in that conversation, that we can't lead by example. And I don't think, you know, anybody should look at the fact that we're as a smaller country as a reason or as an excuse to just go, well, it doesn't make an impact. We can really lead from the front on this and be developing these ideas.
There's a weird dynamic about small countries and all this as well. Apparently, all the small countries in the world that may not make much of a difference by themselves add up to about 30% of all the emissions on the planet. So there isn't really a place for anybody to step back and say, look, it doesn't really matter what I do. Like, it matters what we all do. Yeah.
So in terms of the act that has been put up that people will be submitting on, you know, clearly there's kind of compromises all around as governments form and different arrangements come together. Has that act as it sits at the moment, does it encompass the kind of changes that you two want to see? So when you're submitting, are you submitting in support of what the act says, or are you submitting around shortfallings?
My personal view is, I guess, twofold. One, it's a fantastic thing that it's happening at all. I think it does show an awesome amount of kind of leadership, and it does show some ambition. And the way it's being framed at the moment, it also encompasses some kind of compromise. Do we get everybody to make huge changes, or where do we draw that balance? So, I mean, my initial response is fantastic. I'm fully in support of it. I'll also be including in my submission that it's not ambitious enough. And the submission process is there for people to do that. So they're quite open and welcoming of like any input on it, including about the scope or the ambition of it. I've been to a couple of talks about it by like the government are doing a roadshow around the country to explain and kind of chat to people about it. And they haven't started actually drafting the legislation yet. So they're chatting about the framework and what it might look like, but they want people's input before they start sort of setting pen to paper. Yeah, so I'll be saying fantastic, well done, and please be more ambitious.
Yeah, and I think it's this incredible opportunity where you've actually got the government, you know, asking, you know, for our voices and our opinions. So, what a great opportunity to actually just, you know, put ourselves forward on what changes we want to happen. And, you know, there's going to be people who, you know, are probably like me and Mark that just go, it's not enough and we want more. There'll be people that will look at the impact of that. So there's going to have to be a compromise. But I think it's even on the whole sort of clean energy revolution at the moment, that's kind of economic growth. So, you know, great opportunity for us to sort of get involved with that and be part of this new marketplace, which is growing incredibly quickly, and lead on that front as well. So it, you know, it does come down to economics in a really positive way as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, action on climate change has been something that's been at the forefront of public attention over the last few years. And I suppose, in some ways, you know, there's been a lot of people involved in that movement, but it's, I suppose it's a bit sexier to walk up the street than it is to do a submission on a government bill. You know, so how easy is it for that process for people to have a say on this?
Very easy is the short answer. The Ministry for Environment and also a couple of other organisations, Generation Zero for the young people's market. what else?
Yeah, I know Generation Zero, they've actually, you know, put sort of a template together. So it's, you know, actually putting the submission in is, it's a lot of, you know, it can be a lot of work to put that in. So you can kind of use their template and then just adjust it where you see fit. So they've done like a bulk of the work for you. So it can be a 2-minute task. It can be a sitting down for an hour and really thinking about what you want to be in there as much as you want it to be, really.
Yeah. I like the idea that all of that stuff is editable. So there's some good info there that kind of suggests essentially I support the bill and the direction that it's going in. And then there's space to say, well, for me, could you go a little bit further? Could you make the targets more ambitious? Yeah, so it makes it very simple without having to spend a lot of time doing a huge amount of research on it.
Yeah, because I suppose you only have to submit on bits of it or intent, don't you? Not the specifics necessarily.
That's exactly right. And in fact, they have the option to do a more detailed submission if you're kind of that way inclined and you want to spend a bunch of time thinking about it. There is a bit of detail behind it, but I'd suspect for most people, answering the four questions, you know, it's enough and it signals people's support, which is great.
So people like yourselves are kind of, you know, mounting campaigns in support of the Act and trying to encourage people to get behind it. No doubt there are those, you know, perhaps from the agricultural sector and so on, who have concerns around it, who are doing the same. So is it heating up?
Sorry,
that was a bit of a bad pun, wasn't it?
It hasn't. Other than the actual heating up, the campaign itself doesn't seem to be. There is a bunch of discussion around how ambitious different sectors might be or might have to be, and agriculture is clearly a huge one here in New Zealand. One of the neat things that the roadshow was at great pains to kind of point out was no matter which option they kind of go for, more ambitious, less ambitious, they've kind of modelled it out so that each option is economically beneficial or not economically detrimental for New Zealand. So they're not kind of proposing any models that put anyone in the red or drive the country backwards or anything like that. So there's a real sort of focus on economic kind of positivity and good benefits from this. So sure, there'll be people arguing in their corners and saying, well, I'd like to do a bit less. I mean, other people will be arguing, saying, I really want to do a bit more. And that's just human nature, right? But is it a heated or, you know, hugely contested thing? It doesn't appear to be at this stage. So, yeah.
So you mentioned the Minister of the Environment and as a place to get started. Are there other places that you'd recommend as a starting point for those who do want to make submissions or have a say on this?
Sure. I think the Ministry for the Environment website and Generation Zero have got that really quite, you know, neat, simple sort of submission template to use as well.
Yeah. Excellent. So, I mean, what are you both hoping will be the outcome of this? I mean, what, you know, this is about more than just a submission process. I mean, what's long term?
I mean, I think it's great for one that we as a country can feel involved in the decisions that are being made, and that whichever way it goes and wherever you sit on the spectrum, you can feel that you have had a part in that decision. But yeah, I suppose for myself and Mark, we would probably like to see more happening. I kind of sit on a really optimistic viewpoint in that I would like a lot of investment into positive things. I'm not necessarily about attacking the fossil fuel industry or, you know, attacking things that I would perceive to be negative. It's just like, you know, if you spend a lot of focus and a lot of money on optimistic things that are happening and positive things, that will kind of right that anyway without necessarily needing to go on the attack. So yeah, all about the investment opportunities.
Yeah, and what's the timeline on this thing?
So the submission kind of window is open until the 19th, which is a week and a half or so away, I think, at this stage. So there's still plenty of time. Myself and Charlie are doing talks, one tonight at 7 p.m. and then one next Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Waiheke Resources Trust on Mako Street. So we'll just chat in a little bit more detail about climate change, if anyone wants to come along and hear about, like, well, how does it work and why is it happening? And then we'll chat about the bill as well. And in fact, we'll help people make submissions on the spot if they come along. We'll open up the websites and we'll kind of show people the options. And
yep.
Yeah, it's as simple as that, really.
So that's the Sustainability Centre?
The Sustainability Centre, yeah.
7 p.m. tonight and next week.
Next Saturday, same time as well, 7 p.m.
Great stuff, yeah. Yeah, and if people kind of, you know, are interested in the issue, I suppose, you know, beyond the scope of just the Act, but in terms of what needs to happen, are there the groups you'd recommend they go to?
I'll mention two, if I may. So maybe the first one is something myself and Charlie have been involved in for a couple of years now, which is called Earth Optimism. And I guess that's where we come from when we talk about this stuff. And it's what it sounds like, an organization that focuses on finding and spreading and broadcasting news of solutions on things that are working and, like, local endeavors that are happening and creating good results. So we're all about finding things that work and trying to bring them here, really. And that leads to the second one, which is a new group that's just forming on the island at the moment called Carbon Neutral Waiheke. If you have a look on Facebook, there's a very early stages Facebook page there, and we're all about chatting and finding out what are kind of local actions we can do on the island with people who are interested and want to be involved. So that's Carbon Neutral Waiheke.
Excellent. Okay, and head along to the Sustainability Centre at 7 o'clock tonight. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks a million, Chris.